Larry O'Connor, the founder and CEO of Otherworld Computing, OWC for short, took a few minutes to give us a rundown on some of the new products they'll be showing at NAB 2024. If you're in Vegas for NAB, please stop by booth number 2024 in Central Hall. The OWC team would love to welcome you and answer all your questions. We're grateful to have Otherworld Computing as our sponsor, and we are so very proud of everything they do on a daily basis for creatives all over the world. Besides, their products are reliable, backed by amazing warranties, and competitive in price. I've been using OWC gear for many years and can personally recommend it. Go to OWC.com for more information. Stand by, the show starts in just a moment.
It's time for OWC Radio, Tech Talk with Creatives, conversations with host Serena Catania.
I'm Larry O'Connor. I'm the founder and CEO of Otherworld Computing. At NAB, we'll be showing our latest incarnations of the Jellyfish, our Thunder Bay lineup, you know, our new Atlas cards, including the new CF Express A cards, our new Envoy Pro Mini. You know, it's everything from capture to completion will be demonstrated because all of these products are existing products, upgraded, as well as the new solutions that we've just introduced, all work in that really A to Z workflow setup. At this year's NAB, we'll be in Central Hall, booth number 2024. Easy to remember, just like the year. But yeah, booth number 2024 in Central Hall. We're looking forward to seeing you there. NAB is always a great show. I mean, that's where all the creators, producers, DITs all get together and, you know, come to see our new gear and give us feedback and, quite frankly, help inspire us for what we're going to do, you know, next for the gear that they need. These are our first foray into CF Express Type A cards. They are VPG 200 certified, so they'll be able to do 4K and, I believe, some Sony cameras up to 240 frames a second. But these have gone through rigorous certification and firmware qualification literally for months now to ensure that the product that we're now releasing is going to be perfect for everyone that's using Sony and other cameras to take advantage of CF Express Type A. In our reader, we have the Atlas CF Express reader. Now, it's a Type B reader, but all of our Type A cards include an A to B adapter, so you can use this card in the same readers that you may already have from OWC and get that full up to nearly 4,000 megabytes a second of download speed. All those great moments, all that great footage you've captured gets ingested very quick, so you're not waiting around before you can get the work on that new creative. Our new CF Express A cards work with all of Sony's latest cameras. And bottom line is, we've got you covered for, you know, Sony's latest and, of course, the existing cameras that Sony's had out that use CF Express A. The cost of our cards is very competitive, as well as, the performance is unlike anything else that's been out before these cards. 200 frames per second, you know, no delay on burst shooting. You know, this is not just a little simple CF Express A card. I mean, months and months of development went into these cards to ensure that their performance was absolutely perfect and up to the requirements, you know, so that there would be no issues in the field. And that's, you know, heralded or rather supported and shown by the fact that they received the VPG 200 certification, which you can verify on the CF Express Association's website. Camera manufacturers primarily choose to use Type B. Sony is always specialized in Type A. Now, and some cameras have Type B cards as well as SD cards. So it's really the camera that defines. And in this particular case, certainly on the reader side, you can read a Type A card with a CF Express B reader using the adapter that we include. Our adapter works with any Type A card, but of course, we hope you're using it with OWC's Type A cards. And we know that there's a need for relatively inexpensive, compact, portable drives that also provide the high reliability and performance that's necessary for this kind of work. And we're really pleased to have just introduced our new Envoy Pro 1 terabyte and 2 terabyte drives that deliver exceptional performance of over 1,000 megabytes a second in a form factor that's extremely compact, super light, and compatible with any Mac or PC or even iPad or your iPhone 15 Pro for that matter, that has USB-C or even USB-A. For those shoots where you could be exposed to rain or water or sand, you know, out in the field where the unexpected could happen, or it could take a really unexpected, unfortunate tumble. The Envoy Pro Electron is a drive that literally can be run over by a truck and keep your data safe and still completely operate while now going up to 4 terabytes of total storage. So it's been shipping for the last, actually since introduction, in a 1 terabyte and 2 terabyte capacity. And now we're really excited to have doubled the capacity to 4 terabytes in this really small, compact form factor that, again, can survive, whether it's a truck, a bus, drop from a tall building, balls in the water, exposed to a sandstorm, whatever it might be. The data's safe, your project's safe, and you've now got up to 4 terabytes of storage. We still are shipping it with a USB-C as well as a USB Type-A connector. So this will work in on any computer, Mac or PC, or mobile device for that matter, that has a USB 3.0 or higher connection. So that could be the larger Type-A or the more universal, the more recently universal Type-C connector that Apple just for the first time put on their iPhones this last fall. The OWC Envoy Pro Mini is a thumb size. It's actually, it looks like a thumb drive, but is actually a full-featured SSD with a built-in connector for both USB Type-A and USB Type-C. So whether you have an older system or a newer system that you need to share or receive data from, this will plug in and power up. It's been shipping up until recently in capacities of up to 1 terabyte, and now we've just doubled that capacity to 2 terabytes. This is a product that's great for those, using Odd Job with capturing and sharing video, music, audio, photos, whatever it might be. People use these in the mixing decks because they plug right in, and you can have your whole show, your whole mix, set up, plug and play and go. I mean, it's a very versatile drive. It's very small, fits, attach it to a lanyard, put it around your neck, and again, connect it, take it anywhere and connect it to virtually anything. It's also great for, just like our other drives, it's really great also for the iPhone 15. There's been a lot of changes with Apple OS over the years. Software 8.8 is probably the most complete, the most capable storage management utility, combined with our storage or other people's storage, provides the best storage solution possible, whether you're doing backups or editing, that next, blockbuster, where not a byte can be missed. And Software 8.8, in addition to bringing other features up to date, eliminating, and really enhancing its interoperability with the latest Mac OS versions and latest Mac hardware, it also adds great features for even better notification about the health of your drives. Software 8.8 is always giving you advance notice if there's something brewing with one of the disks that's in an array. Way before, typically, a drive is going to fail, Software 8.8 is telling you it's time to take that drive out of service and replace it. This is why you still have access to your data. This is why the drive is still performing. This is before the drive has reached a critical state that could jeopardize your data. And then while you're doing a rebuild, while you swap that drive out and Software 8.8 is bringing that new drive into the system, you still have full access, read and write to your drive. There's no dark side of the moon that you experience with. You may have already experienced with other solutions that you hope you come out of, whether it's a few days or a week. Software 8.8, your data is always there, always visible. And again, it's not a matter of the drive has failed. Software 8.8 is telling you before the drive has failed. And of course, it will tell you if something more catastrophic has happened. But Software 8.8 itself is there to give you peace and allow you to sleep at night by protecting your data, keeping your data redundant, and letting you do your work, knowing that your data is well monitored and well taken care of. And a really cool feature the Software 8.8 brings to the table, in addition to the monitor telling you what's going on, it also will now provide you with email notifications. So even if you're not on site, you've got this drive running remote, maybe even sharing data from it remote from your workflow setup, you can receive now an email notification that will let you know, where things are at, whether it's an issue with a drive or it's available storage, whatever it might be. And then the last thing that's a feature that's probably the most underutilized in Software 8, but Software 8 in general, it's really pushing to make more people aware of, is the ability to do multiple RAID partitions on a single drive set. With a hardware RAID, you can't do this. It's a single RAID effectively for the entire set of your disks. Now, even if you partition that, have multiple volumes, that doesn't change the fact that as it fills up, everything gets slower. With a soft RAID setup, you can set up multiple RAID sets within the same set of disks that will optimize where the data is on one drive set over the other. So you can have a part of your drives that's operating, always will be operating at a higher speed for editing, while the slower part of the drives you can reserve for more of your archival or just your output, where, you know, being a little bit slower isn't going to make or break things. You know, this literally means that you can continue to build a, you know, a giant, you know, creative output, you know, where it's all going to, you know, a part of the drive where that's fine. That's it's writing fast enough, it's reading fast enough, it's not affecting your workflow. And then you have this other part of the drive that's always giving you the maximum performance for your day-to-day editing and other real-time live activities. Now, this is really, you know, a cool feature of software, and there is no other solution, you know, really on the planet that lets you do this, you know, with a RAID set and so easily. So you have all this great protection, all, you know, monitoring, which I could talk a long time about. When an alarm goes off on a typical RAID, that's because the drive has failed. When soft RAID first starts, you know, setting off the alarm, it's because a drive is predicted to fail, is entering a stage where it's likely going to fail. You know, that's a big difference. And yeah, you know, I've told this story probably 1,000 times over the years, but I will never forget the, we're friends in the industry, but a competitor that makes honestly really good hardware, but they asked, you know, why would we tell customers that a drive was failing before it had actually failed? You know, why give early notification while the drive, you know, according to Smart, is still technically just fine, even though according to what we know about drives, you know, when we report a failure, it's because you're reaching a point where that could happen really at any time, whether it be a few weeks or a few months. But going back to this conversation, you know, sure, and you know, the difference of a few months might mean your drive is out of warranty and you've got to buy a new one if you bought one of our arrays. But you know, data is the most important thing that you know, you entrust us with. And being able to give you that warning, regardless of what it means to us, I mean, we're here to protect your data, here to ensure your projects are where you get to keep your focus on. And being able to give you that early warning, you know, should a drive be reaching such a state? I mean, there's nothing better that we could do. It's just the right thing to do. We have the technology to do it. You know, we could default the Smart, which, you know, that's what gives people gray hairs. I don't have a lot of gray hair because, you know, this is, you know, we really have a lot of fun with what we do and we know we're doing, you know, right by you. But this keeps those gray hairs away because everything is just fine when software first tells you there's a problem. It's not a real alarm bell going off where, hey, something else happens and you're in a total loss. You don't want to be in that scenario. And software, you know, between its notification right on your desktop that you can't just flip off and say to go away, and the email notifications as well that can give you additional information and details to act upon. We keep your data safe and we let you sleep at night. Correct. Yeah. You just click on your drive volume. It shows you what drives are actually powering that volume, you know, what makes up that array. Shows you the status of the drive, you know, its reads, its writes, if it's had any I/O errors. And if you're not sure, if you do have a drive you want to swap out, it'll also blink the drive. So you can tell exactly which drive in the array is the drive that, is the drive that needs to be taken out. There's plenty of other cool things you can do with software that we don't need to go into right now, but those are the biggies. And we make it really easy. I mean, this doesn't take a tech to come and do. I mean, we ship the arrays, are ready to roll, and anything you want to do has a nice online interface, application interface that shows you exactly what's going on and makes it very easy for you to do exactly what you need to do. One of the most exciting, probably one of the most fun things that we get to do at OWC is come and meet with you, and really excited to show you all our great gear, hear all your great feedback, you know, that continues to inspire us to do more at this year's NAB in Las Vegas at our booth. It's in Central Hall, number 2024.